This man started out well that day, but it ended up wrong. I don't ever be a has-been. Don't want to be put on the shelf. Want to finish facing the enemy. Dying on the battlefield. I bless his name. Thank God for that preaching this morning. Amen. Don't let temptation get you. The devil ain't no respecter person either. He's out for you. He's out for me. Stay true to God. And don't let somebody else tell you what you ought to do. Anytime somebody comes to you and says, the Lord told me that you needed to do this, you always throw up a red flag. If God's got anything to tell me, he'll tell me. He knows how to get my attention. And that man just let that old prophet just hoodwink him. And he made that statement, if you're in the wrong place, you can't be in the right place. Boy, what a thought that is. I'm going to ask these fellas from down at Crossroads. They got a song they're going to sing for us. It's good to have Brother Rocky and the men from down at Crossroads Rescue Mission. And they're in the service with us. And I want to say this, Josh Bird, he's going to open up an extension of their ministry here in the county at the old Lyledown Baptist Church. And appreciate what the Lord's done with these boys. You pray for them. Some of them have gotten saved. Some of them need to be saved. And I'm glad God's in the saving business. Amen. They're going to sing a song for us. And then we're going to have some more preaching this morning. Amen. It's good to have you, Brother Rocky.
I want to tell actually Brother Steve that we really appreciate him. All that he does actually for us. You don't know everything he does, but he does, and everything that he's done in the past for us. You know, it actually takes a special burden to help men like us sometimes. Amen. And the Lord's been so good to us. When he don't have to be good. Everything I was ever going to get, I deserved, amen. But the Lord had mercy on me. And then 17 years ago, he called me into the ministry. If somebody told me 32 years ago that I'd be up here this morning, I'd have cussed them out and run them off because I didn't want God. Hey, but he wanted me. I don't know why. Hey, but he's a good God. I'm telling you, if you don't know that you saved this morning, you need to know it. I'm telling you, because it's the best life on the planet, being saved, amen. It's what you ought to know this morning. These old boys, they started singing this here song a few weeks ago. And we actually kid them and call them the Shoal Creek Bottom Boys, amen. Because they enjoy what they're singing, amen.
There are some people who say we cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well. They say we only can hope and trust that it is so. But I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, saved my soul. The very moment he forgave me, made me whole. He took away my heavy burden, and he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it. It's real and I'm gonna shout it. 'Cause I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. I don't care who tells me salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that we cannot feel, the heavy burden's been lifted and the vile sin's gone. But I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, saved my soul. The very moment he forgave me, made me whole. He took away my heavy burden, and he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it. It's real and I'm gonna shout it. 'Cause I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know.
Don't you appreciate that singing? Amen, Brother Rob. It's good to have y'all. Enjoyed that. Amen.